here.
Hello, I am Dorothée Benamou and I'm working at the National Library of France as part of the web archiving team. And this presentation is about how we manage the tension between hosting large amounts of copyrighted data with limited access and meeting researchers' needs to explore this data with open source tools, softwares. So since the early 2000s, the National Library of France has been collecting the French web. That is to say that we regularly collect samples of the cultural production that are online and which are, as you know, very ephemeral. So this allows researchers to study the political, social, scientific debates that either primarily take place on the web or at least find significant echoes there, and to study as well the major transformation that the web has brought into every aspect of our lives. So the BNF is authorized to do this under a law from 2006. And what does it mean to actually collect the web? So we use software, web crawlers, bots to do so. We are using open source tools that we develop together with other institutions and organisms that are part of the International Internet Preservation Consortium, the IIPC. And so you might be familiar with the Internet Archive's Wayback Machine. So Internet Archive is part of the IIPC too, and we use the same kind of tool for accessing and browsing past versions of the web. The main difference is that we focus on the French web, so we have more comprehensive collections of websites hosted or produced in France. So what is the scope of the collections of web archives that are available? So obviously we cannot preserve everything. So we try to collect representative samples regularly of the French web. And our harvesting model is a mixed one, combining two types of crawls. Once a year, we run a national domain crawl or a broad crawl. For this crawl, there is no selection process. We are collaborating with diverse organisms to gather lists of domain names that are hosted in France. And for each of these domains, we are collecting around 2,000 URL. So last year, it represented almost 6 million domain names. And complementary to this, we also have thematic or curated crawls. So these are thematic selections made by a network of librarians mostly, but also researchers and associations within their fields of expertise. These selected websites, they are harvested more in depth and more frequently, so at frequencies ranging from daily to annually. They cover all disciplines, literature, sciences, history, and we also have thematic crawls, for example, for the COVID-19 pandemic or for the Olympic Games or for the electoral, for the elections. So to develop this example, for each major French elections, we collect the electoral debates around the elections. It means we select websites, blogs, social networks when possible, and diverse online content from political parties, from unions, candidates, associations, scientists, humorists, pollsters, and from any citizen expressing themselves on the internet about the election, in forum, for example. So how do we make this data more open to scientific research? So these are great material for researchers, but there are several limitations on those collections. So the first one is that due to legal restriction, due to privacy and copyright concerns, the web archives can only be accessed on-site at the BNF in the research reading rooms or in a network of 20 regional libraries across France that are specifically listed in a decree. So this is why they can be considered as closed data. Another major challenge is that there are massive data. So we try to provide specific tools and services to allow to explore those data, such as PandoRay within the BNF Data Lab. And finally, there are digital artifacts. So there are traces or records of what was on the web at a given period. And if researchers want to use them for their research, they have to understand how they were constituted, the intellectual and technical choices that were made, and they have to deal with, be aware of the biases, and they have to deal with the incompleteness, the multiple version of the same page, maybe time inconsistencies, etc. Making them more open for research remains a major challenge, and this is one of the issues that PandoRay is addressing. And I will let Guillaume explain you why.
All right, so hi everyone. I'm just gonna try to stick that right here, if it works. My name is Guillaume Levrier. I'm a political scientist, I'm a researcher, and as such, well, again, we've talked about this earlier today already. For me, the practice of doing research is about building a method that serves an epistemological goal, trying to build something that we try to call scientific knowledge. The thing is, today, that label is very rarely enforced. What we call scientific knowledge in the common speech is usually things that you find in articles that are in peer-reviewed journals, but what that means de facto is often left unsaid, as in the reviewers that are supposed to vet the research usually don't have access to the raw data or to the method. So it becomes more, and again, it depends on the discipline, but it becomes more about the plausibility of a narrative rather than the actual work. Hence the need, again, this is why we're here, for tools that are free, open source, with intelligible source code.